been closed to the public throughout the pandemic, but the people of Salisbury are making a pilgrimage to the city's cathedral, not seeking a miracle, but to receive a medical marvel, the COVID-19 vaccine. The Reverend Nicholas Papadopoulos is the Dean of Salisbury.
This place exists to give glory to God and to serve God's people. And right now, in the heart of the pandemic, there's no better way of doing both those things than by assisting in the implementation of the vaccination programme. We've prayed here every day throughout the pandemic for the healing of the world and for the protection of our people. And now we're able to make a contribution to that happening.
The 800-year-old building is now a vaccination hub under the supervision today of Dr. Dan Henderson.
When you break it down to the nuts and bolts of it, actually the large spaces, high ceilings, good ventilation mean that it's perfect for social distancing and running a vaccination site.
More than 1,000 people are receiving the jab a day at this local landmark. Dorothy Glasson is among them. She's 87 years old.
Do you know what? I'm ashamed of myself. I was born in Salisbury and I've lived here all my life and I've never been in here. I did think it might collapse on me, you know, as I came in the door, but it didn't.
For her, the vaccination appointment is both a rare day out and a sign of hope.
I've been indoors now on my own because my husband's died and, well, ever since last March. So, you know, it'd be nice to go out and about and see my family, you know.
While supply hasn't been a major issue so far, that's due in part to the government's policy of delaying second doses of the Pfizer vaccine beyond the recommended 3-week interval, meaning there could be problems in the coming months, something Dr. Henderson can do little about.
I think that is certainly going to be a challenge, getting kind of, well, 10 to 12 weeks for us here, getting the second dose out and making sure that kind of other kind of cohorts are all fully vaccinated. That is definitely a challenge.
The UK's track and trace system, largely outsourced to private companies, has been somewhat ineffective. But the vaccine rollout has been led by the National Health Service, utilising the local knowledge of GPs and public health professionals. The fact nearly all British residents are registered with a local medical clinic has made the process much easier. Patients are prioritised by age and medical history. Carl Broadbent is 76.
Yeah, so I'm sort of vulnerable. So they tell me. I don't feel at all vulnerable, but there you go. Well, my sister had hers the week before, and I was so envious. Is not, yeah, it's like, oh, crikey, I haven't got mine. And then it came, so we got really excited about that, and This is it. We're here.
Most Brits will be vaccinated in far less impressive surroundings, in a convention centre, a hospital or a local GP clinic. The variety is by design. Dr. Henderson explains.
Some places doing kind of 300-400 vaccines in a day at a slightly smaller site, all the way up to us doing kind of 1,000 vaccines plus in a day at a much bigger site. I don't think there's necessarily a right answer with that, so long as we've got kind of maximising the use of the vaccine available and getting it out there. I think that's the absolute key, however that happens.
Of course, most sites don't come with a 19th century organ. John Challenger is the cathedral's assistant musical director. He's been playing 6-hour shifts.
Provided you play the right music and you don't go too loud and you don't go too fast, there's a huge opportunity to calm people, to soothe people, and also to give them the pieces that they might remember from their wedding or something like that, to just try and make people as comfortable as possible.
It's a quirky setup, but it works. By putting vaccine hubs in churches, mosques, sports arenas and town halls, the UK should come close to reaching its goal, vaccinating the 15 million most vulnerable by mid-February. Hallelujah, indeed. In Salisbury, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.